Good morning and welcome to the Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges and I'll be your guide for the next few minutes through this wonderful journey. Now, the Morning Miracle Meditation is a great way to start your week, to start your day, to start your month. And every month there will be a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks. And then it makes room to create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. So the focus for this month is the four elements of divine connection. And let's get started by setting up your space. That means to sit with your back straight, your feet on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And take a few deep, connected breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And again, a nice, deep, easy breath. Exhaling easily, effortlessly, letting the breath go. And imagine you are sitting on top of a tree trunk. And this tree trunk that you're sitting on top of, you are very, very connected to it. And it goes all the way down through the floor, through the ground, all the way to the center of the earth. And the roots of the tree trunk are embedded into the center of the earth. And envision you are surrounded by a large bubble. This is your aura bubble. And if you get a sense of where the edge of that aura bubble is, simply intend, know, that you are now able to move that aura and the edge of it so that it's no more than 18 inches from over your head, under your feet, in front of you, in back of you, and all the way around you. And as you adjust your aura, notice how the edge of it has a stiff eggshell stiffness, bright golden edge to it. So an eggshell stiff, bright golden edge to your aura bubble. And now imagine a giant flaming wall about 3 feet out in front of you is burning from the ground up. A nice, large, giant, flaming violet wall. And continue to breathe. Nice. Easily, slowly. And as you breathe, we are going to clear your chakras. There are 7 primary chakras along your spine. And the chakras are a great way to help balance and regulate your energy on an emotional, mental, physical and spiritual level. So let's begin as you breathe deeply by clearing the first, second, and third chakras. Because all things are made of energy, including thoughts, sounds, sensations, feelings, experiences we have, it's all energy. And because they enter into the chakras, sometimes the chakras are out of balance and they don't allow us to operate from our own highest, optimal, best energy and self. So we will clear chakras 1, 2, and 3 as you keep breathing easily and deeply. The first chakra is located at the base of your spine where your tailbone is. The second chakra is located behind your ovaries for you women along the spine, or for you men behind the prostate. And the third chakra is located behind your stomach. And with each exhale, I want you to simply allow whatever energy is in those three chakras and those areas to begin to release into the violet flame. As you exhale and these energies move out, the violet flame will receive them and will purify all of these energies so that you no longer have them and they can go back to their original source at a higher, purer vibration. So just continue to breathe as you clear the first chakra out, letting go of all the energy that would keep you in survival instead of thriving. Any energy that keeps you stuck in not feeling well and not feeling joyous because you don't have the lifestyle or the things that you would like. Any money worries and issues, any concerns about how you will take care of yourself and others, just let it all go into the violet flame as you exhale out through that first chakra. And exhale out through the second chakra as you breathe deeply, again located 2 inches below the belly button, between the ovaries or behind the prostate. Letting that energy simply go, any emotional energy and feelings of anger, frustration, overwhelm or stress, grief, jealousy, sadness, despair, depression, apathy, lethargy, whatever those vibrations and feelings are that keep you from being in a place of absolute joy and happiness, let them go. Let go of any sexual energy, whether it be with a partner that you love or more traumatic incidences from the past or currently. Let it all go as you breathe easily and deeply all the way up from the tips of your toes up through your spine. Exhale out through those first, second, and third chakras. Remember, the violet flame will gently receive these energies. You may see the energies leaving. You may feel them. You may hear or sense them leaving you, or you may experience nothing at all. But know that indeed, because you're intending these energies to leave at this moment, they are. And as you keep breathing, let go of the energy in your third chakra behind your stomach. That energy, you can let go of any forms of addictions, habit patterns, any energy that would have control over you or where you may try to have control over it, let it go completely effortlessly. Very good. Let go of any dreaming energy. Sometimes we have dreams, we wake up, and the dreams still seem to be with us and linger. Let all of that go. Let those dreams stay in the realms where they belong as you navigate through the three-dimensional world in your day. And as you continue to breathe, let go of energies from the fourth and fifth chakras. The fourth chakra is behind your heart. And breathing easily and deeply as you release what is there, the fifth chakra is located at the base of your throat. Letting all these energies go easily and gently. Very good. And let go of any energy where you don't love yourself or others. Any energy that would keep you from being in a place of unconditional love. Any energy that would block you from fully being in that divine state of love. For yourself, for others, for things, for places, whatever it is. For this world experience is for us to completely, lovingly, joyfully experience. And let go of any energy where you have not forgiven anyone or forgiven yourself. No matter what it is, just breathe through the fourth chakra behind your heart and let it go. And let go of energy in the fifth chakra at the base of your throat, where you may not have fully communicated in the way that you would have liked. Maybe you said too much in various instances. Where you would like to take it back, let it go. Maybe you didn't say enough and speak up for yourself or what was needed in that moment, let that go too. Let go of any energy that would keep you from fully expressing the dynamic being and spirit that you are. That includes any energy that seems to block your creative flow, or maybe you don't believe that you're creative, and if that's the case, this is the place, now is the time to release those beliefs, to know that you are a creative being by nature, and you are creating all the time, anytime, every time. Whether you are fully conscious of it or not, you are a divine creative being. So let all of those false nomers go. Let go of your sense of being perfect or needing to be perfect in how you do things. Very good. And as you continue to breathe deeply from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, exhale out also now through your sixth and seventh chakras. The sixth chakra is located in the center of your head, also known as the third eye. Your seventh chakra is on top of your head, known as the crown chakra. And let go of any energy from the sixth chakra that would keep you from seeing things from total divine God perspective. If there is any criticism, judgment that you have about anyone or anything, let it go. No matter who it is, no matter how they may show up or express themselves in this world experience, It is not for you to judge. It is not for you to criticize. It is not for you in any way to do anything with, except accept it for the way that it is and make choices for yourself based on what you are experiencing. So simply let go of that energy that says it is not right, it should be different, it should be better. All forms of energy are perfect because they teach us, they help us grow, they can be mirrors for us. So just let it go. And let go of the energy in your seventh chakra on top of your head. All that energy that wants you to analyze, rationalize, energy that wants you to, in any way, be in a place that keeps you from just knowing what you know. So let go of self-doubt. Let go of uncertainty. Let go of the expression, I don't know. Because indeed you do know. You are completely tapped into and turned on to the universal knowledge, awareness, and intelligence. You may not access some information at the moment that you choose to access it, but you do know as you open yourself to receiving this information. So clear out that energy that keeps you from fully being in awareness of what you know, how you know it, where and when you know it. Unpop the cork. Very good. And as you continue to breathe easily and gently, effortlessly, I want you to just maintain your focus on the violet flame. Just stay focused on that violet flame as you breathe, letting go of all the energy in these chakras, 1 through 7, no matter what they are. You may not understand what you're seeing, feeling, hearing, smelling, however you may interpret the energies, but just let them go. Don't get caught up in what it is, what it should be. Wow, that was from the past. Oh, I don't know if I know that person. Whatever is going on, let it go. And as you continue to breathe easily and gently, within your experience of this green and blue planet is the endless universe, and in it exists 4 elements of life: earth, air, water, and fire. Now, each element represents an aspect of your 4 bodies: physical body, emotional body, mental body, and spiritual body. And when connecting to each of your 4 bodies with the 4 elements of planet Earth, you connect on yet another level from which your divinity rises to the surface and your best self is experienced. So let's begin with the earth element. The earth element has a correlation to your physical body. It's formed from dirt, rock, sand, vegetation, and many other aspects that are part of the dense, energetic, very physical plane of existence that we live on. Now, as you put your attention on the violet flame and keep it there, notice inside the flame an image of Earth. It's a global 3-dimensional map of the Earth's surface. And as you continue to keep your focus there, I want you to narrow your focus to a spot on the map. It might be the area where you live or somewhere you would like to visit. Just keep your focus on that area. It doesn't matter where along this map's earth map. Just keep your attention on that area and on the overall vibration of the earth itself. Continue to use your psychic eye to gaze upon that area as you also become more and more aware of the vibration of earth element. What color is that vibration? Or what wave patterns or substance is the vibration most like? Watch, look, and connect with the earth element. Now intend that your physical body is in sync with this earth element vibration. And as you continue to gaze upon the map, allow your physical body vibration to melt with the earth element vibration until they are in sync as one. You might feel the energy synchronism. You may see it, hear it, or know it. No matter how you experience it, become aware that you and the earth element are vibrating as one. Your physical body, also dense as the earth element energy, is formed with a very similar energy that constitutes the earth itself in its form. By connecting your physical body with the earth element, you enhance the material, three-dimensional experience. And continuing to breathe deeply, easily and effortlessly. Shift your focus to the air element. Shift your focus to the air element, which has a correlation to your mental body. It's formed from the atmosphere and how the differing pressures between the earth and the cosmos or universe interact with one another from gases that flow. As you put your attention on the violet flame, notice inside the flame an image of air blowing. It may show up as a color, effervescent smoke, like fog, or however, whatever you see, hear, or feel. Focus on that image and on the overall vibration of air itself. What is that vibration of air? What is that experience? Continue to use your psychic eye to gaze upon that area in the violet flame as you also become more and more aware of the vibration of elemental air. What color, wave patterns, or substance is the vibration most like? Allow it to simply appear however it does to you. Watch, look, and connect with it. And intend that your mental body is in sync with this air element vibration. Pay attention to the thoughts you're having and the belief systems coming up. Allow them to become as smoke in the same type or color vibration as air. And as you continue to gaze upon the shape of air, allow your mental body vibration to melt with the air element vibration until they are in sync as one. Feel the energy synchronism. See it, hear it, or know it. Become aware that the air vibration, element vibration, and you are actually vibrating as one. Your mental body is also expansive and wispy, existing in all places simultaneously through thought. It's formed with a very similar energy that constitutes the air element in form. By connecting your mental body with the air element, you enhance the ethereal sixth and seventh dimensional experience. Continuing to breathe. Nice, easy, effortless breaths. And it's time now to shift your focus again. This time, shift your focus to the water element, which has a direct correlation to your emotional body. It's formed from the moisture in the atmosphere that is gathered and then released again in various forms. Water is always seeking its own special level, as do your emotions. As you put your attention on the violet flame, notice that inside of this flame is an image of water. That image of water can be however it appears to you in this moment. It may be calm, such as a lake or a pond. It might be rapid. Could be a river. Maybe the water is falling as in a waterfall. It may be rushing. However it shows up for you is okay. It clearly has its own energy vibration as it lays sprawled in front of you. Focus on that image and on the overall vibration of the water itself. Continue to use your psychic eye to gaze upon the water as you also become more and more aware of the vibration of the water element. What type of energy is the water giving off? What is the vibration most like? Watch, look, and connect with it. Now intend that your emotional body is in sync with this water element vibration. Pay attention to the feelings you're having and the emotions of love and fear that come up. Love and fear are both part of the emotional body, and being two ends of the same spectrum, their vibration is the same as the clear, crisp water element. Allow them to match energies by their easy flow, vast movement, and the same type of color vibration as the water. Continuing to gaze upon the water, allow your emotional body vibration to mesh with the water element vibration until they are in sync as one. Feel the energy synchronism, see it, hear it, or know it. Become aware that you and the water element are vibrating as one. Your emotional body, also fluid and vast, again moving and seeking all levels to create change, is formed within a very similar energy that constitutes the water element in form. By connecting your emotional body with the water element, you enhance the ethereal fifth and sixth dimensional experience. And keep breathing. The breath is the manna of life. It is the glue that allows the synchronism to happen between your bodies and the four elements of divinity. So as you continue to breathe deeply, easily, and effortlessly, shift your focus to the fire element. It has a direct correlation to your spiritual body. It's formed from the sparks and combustion of varying energies when coming together. As you put your attention on the violet flame, notice that inside of this flame is an image of yet another flame, a vibrant yellow-orange flame burning like a contained wildfire. It clearly has its own energy vibration as it burns strong. Focus on that image and on the overall vibration of the fire itself. Continue to use your psychic eye to gaze upon the fire as you also become more and more aware of the vibration of the fire element. What is the energy that the fire is giving off? What is this vibration most like? As you watch it, as you see it, connect with this energy, the fire element energy. Intend that your spiritual body is in sync with this fire element vibration. Pay attention to your deep, resonant values of truth, neutrality, integrity, and an overall internal flow. Allow these energies of passion and the intensity of purpose to mesh together with that of the fire element. As you continue to gaze upon the fire, allow your spiritual body vibration to mingle, mix, and become one with the fire element vibration until they are completely in sync. Feeling the energy synchronism. See it, hear it, or know it. And become aware that you and the fire element are vibrating as one. Your spiritual body also contains real power, encompassing all time and space. It's formed with a very similar energy that constitutes the fire element in form. By connecting your spiritual body with the fire element, you enhance the ethereal 8th and 9th dimensional experience. Keep breathing. Now, by connecting the four elements of earth, air, water, and fire with each of your bodies, you enhance the physical and ethereal realms which are expressed from various dimensions. By having complete connection in these ways, you allow yourself to transcend lower vibrations holding you captive in a non-functional consciousness, moving into a higher consciousness that helps you create whatever experience you choose to have on this planet. So now you are in complete synchronistic, synergetic, vibrational oneness and unity. Your four bodies, your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies are completely in sync, operating as one, and as the pulse of divinity itself in this three-dimensional experience with all four elements, the earth, air, water, and fire. And now imagine surrounding your entire space, your entire aura and body is a huge, great, big, bright, beautiful golden sun. Beautiful, huge golden sun. See it as a pearlescent gold, as bright as you can and as much as you can, and absorb this sun, soak it all up, pull the entire sun into yourself completely. This sun is filled with love, joy, peace, healing, enlightenment, abundance. It is filled with those energies that you are choosing to experience at the highest levels. And when you are ready, you may open your eyes. And I want to thank you for being with me this month and this morning on the Morning Miracle Meditation. If you'd like to find out more about me, Lynn Harrod Diverges, and Center of Light Miracles, I invite you to check out our website at centeroflightmiracles.org. There are online courses, there are workshops, classes, there are private sessions and group sessions that you can take advantage of, as well as our recipes for the soul on a weekly basis. And ask Lynn if you would like to have any questions answered that would help you move forward in your life for the month. So until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.